human being knowing that the Mishnah is not going to change the swan of the Mishnah. Or then you ask the question, they are people to Jew, so then I walk out of the rock and tell them, well, this Mishnah accords with that humanity. So what we want to say is that this Mishnah that says that Tzoram Shariach is Mechaper HaMeser has reference to the Jews when he did the Jew. And the question was, if he didn't do Jew, this was not a shame to evil, but the Mishnah calls you to beg. The implication means that according to Rabbanan Feder, this is inconceivable that one should have Kapole to be for a Meser without Jew. Because if they're not Jew, they don't have it. They're calling for Rabbi, there is a special law that in Kikra and Suyam Shariach is the Chabot of our Jew. But according to Rabbanan Feder, it's inconceivable that Suyam Shariach should be the Chabot without Jew. And still, the Rambam doesn't pass through. Like Rabbi, the Rambam passes like Rabbanan, and he passes that the Tzoram Shariach can be the Chabot for all colors, for lesser races. So it's countable to the nourishment. Then the Kashi that everybody raises again now. Now, there is a Gemara in Zvachan Bab Zion. I forgot to mention that small piece of Gemara in the Maran Gate. It's a small piece of Gemara in the Gerais. There the Gemara in Zvachan Bab Zion says that Olam mechaperes alese ba'olusis ishintakes. Olam mechaperes mechapeya. For the Aviva, which we say, Olusis ishintakes. So there the Gemara is the same cash. How do I say it alone? Yosef Tshuva, Zebach Rishon Tei. Did Yosef Tshuva call him an army? I'm gonna know that I was saying Zos Mish Vosa Tshuva Zos Mishon Achim Eichon. So you wanna say Leilam Yosef Tshuva. The name of Kashi means Yosef Tshuva. Who means Leila? Yes, man, we don't do Leila. But Leila is a doing. Like in Atom. So, in other words, so you can have Kapone without Leila. If you don't do that, but it's a good. So this Gemara says in effect that he will be true. Is this the violation? Not the Rashi Gemara. So he already comes with Yitzhak as a Kosu of Zerach Hashemite. The Halacha of Oshe has a certain bearing upon other questions upon Tzureides. So in respect to Tzureides, who is considered Oshe to be Oshe Tzureides? Only Avirashi Yemalik, his Chores, his Bezni, or Avir of Chomes, or of Chomos, like Gamet, Gazman, or Gehidis, or Giashechav, but any other Avir. If somebody doesn't put on feelings like Oshe Tzureides, but in respect to Allah Zerach Hashem, therefore, we see from the Gemara in Zvachit and from this Gemara that even the Vatel and Esek comes within, until the first Tshuva, it comes within the Zerach Hashem of Zerach Hashem. So the Mishnah raises the question, others do. Now, the Gemara in Chum and the Gemara in Helios say that the Mumei Amichayel can bring the Korban Mandat. If someone is in Mumei Amichayel, he cannot bring the Korban Mandat. Because we can read this Mumei Amichayel, because it's not such a grossing in the business. But if somebody is in Mumei Amichayel, he can bring the Korban Mandat. Because Mandat is not in Mumei. But if there is a way of Zebach Rishonim, or if somebody is in Chavshavim HaHesia, or in the Abizole, in Yom HaFateh Kule, so then it cannot bring any more. But if somebody is human related, he's not good care bringing it home and down. But according to the modern spoken in the modern Shabbos, that even if somebody is in the message, comes with a lot of self-assured people, so how could the human and human bring the home and down self-assured people, even if he just got a message, is considered the Roshes. And then there's a person of self-assured people. Certainly, if he's in the midst of chorus of Chile, so he should be considered as a Roshe under the apostle of Zeba Christian Tehivo. How is he capable of bringing it home for them? That's the Kashuk issue. Well, there is a very simple case. From the modern Shvesia and from the modern Israel, we see that Zeba Christian Tehivo does not imply that the Roshe cannot bring it home. It is not a lot. On the contrary, the Gemara says that patience with coupling of bonus with patience all, and that's the halacha that in human chile we can recover for all mandat only if you know how to do it, but human in the halacha not only ever we can recover for. So there is no halacha that in Roshe is not in the halacha of bringing home. The halacha of Zeba Kishon Keiva means that the Roshe is mufke of Kapore Fuko. That's the Zeba's apostle of Zeba Kishon Keiva. That the Roshe is mufke of Kapore Fuko. Not that the Roshe is mufke to other Kapores. Has to show them. Let's say somebody is a Roshe. He's a Buddha, he's a Roshe in Chil Shabbos, he's a Roshe in Chil, in Babi, many others, and then he does Tshuva for Chil Shabbos, but he doesn't do Tshuva for Chil, for Babi, for the Zemcholo, so he still remains a Roshe in Babi, as a Chil, Babi, the Zemcholo, but if he does Tshuva for Shabbos, so he gets Kapore for the Avila of Shabbos. If he does Tshuva for the Avir of Chil and does not do Tshuva for Chil Shabbos, so then he gets Kapore for the Avir of Chil. So there is no halacha in Roshe is moved of Kapore. Chas v'shalom, the Roshe can also have Kapore. But there is a halacha that the Roshe cannot get Kapore for the Avir in Chil. For the Avir in which is the Roshe. And the value is not that the Roshe cannot be leaving home. The value is from all of the modern Shvuos. Nor as the Kashe, the Mishnah Shvuos says, that, so I'm sorry, I have to be arrested, I will say, so I say, Hadom, in the way of the two days that I wish in the table, in the hour of the Roshe that I wish in the table, it be that the Roshe cannot be leaving home. This is so I'm sorry, it's his calling of it. The Surah Mishariach is not taught by him as a Yochid, as an individual. It is reached on the Yidavim spoken, so the individual of Yochid brings it on by law, so it's his fault. But here, it's a common symbol, the Surah Mishariach. It's a common behold to Surah Mishariach, but it's a symbol. The symbol is making the call. Of course, the King of the world is in kind of mitzvah to the Soviet and he goes on the Mises and that color and everything. But the call is a common symbol, it's a common Christian symbol. He is not the main meaning. So just because one Jew is a Roshe in the Avril of an essay, he cannot have a Kapor. So we see from this demand that the Halacha of Zeba Kishon Keiva is not that a Roshe is not a Roshe when he comes. A Roshe is a Roshe when he comes. But a Roshe cannot have Kapor when he comes for the Avril in which he's a Roshe. That is a Sakosu of Zeba Kishon Keiva. So then the question still arises. How can we say the Mora says so in Chuf and in Hills that Yud Alach or Chayyur can be the Korob or Chathos or Bani but after all why is the Chathos what? For the soul for a place to be the were reading, let's say, down the shade. But in this new from the Roshe, how it can be heard, Kapore Roshe cannot bear Kapore to call, you can have other Kapores, but not Kapore to call. So the answer is, when the Yoda says, and it's much more the Yoshe Rambam, you know, the Yodas, that Yudalach Uchilet can bring the call for balance with his reference to the case where he was in Yudalach Uchilet at the time he made the gun. Now at the time of the avoiding the Chubet. So that, but if he's in Yudalach Uchilet, even if he was Chubet for the avoiding of Chilet, he still cannot bring the call. Because we can make this Amunah because of his not being the Yosef. So in as much as he was in Munah at the time of the Aveira, so maybe he cannot really recall even if he was stupid. Mash Angel is Munah of Hele. And now he is Chuba of Hele. And he's really wants to do the call for down. For down. So maybe he's not the Rosh now at the time of the Avodah, so he can have that problem for the Avodah of Damim during the Rosh. But if there is a Kosu report, Zebach is showing the evil years that the Rosh cannot have Kapore to call. The Rosh can have Kapore to Yikla, to Tuve, to all kinds of Yichab. But the Rosh cannot have Kapore Foucault, that's the Tzio Sakosu of Zebach Rishon. Now, we have to understand more than else the Kashi. I mean, that might sound like in Maram Shif's Kashi, but not in Rome, we're asking in Maram Shif's Kashi. So not that Maram Shif has the Kashi, but it's along with the Zebach of Maram Shif. The Makshe has the Kashi, how is it going to אם הוא לא עושה תשובה, זה רק לשאולים. ואם הוא לא עושה תשובה, אפילו קרובים למעמד, וניתן לי עוד הרלסה, הוא לא עושה תשובה, הוא יזוז משם, עד שמתנה. זאת אומרת, אז תגיד את הארץ, או כמה הסכימן, ואם הוא אומר את זה אליי, ואם הוא לא אומר הסכימן, ואם הוא מיני את זה, זאת אומרת, זה רק לשאולים, ואם הוא רב. זאת, אני לא מתכוון, in Kashi that he fixed the Maram Shif. In other words, why did the Makshi ask this Kashi? Didn't the Makshi understand this, that we could say that the Mishnah called in the field of heaven? I mean, the Makshi certainly understood that the Mishnah, many times the Mishnah mentions a certain view that does not recall in the view of the Chacham in the Rabbanon, but in the court in the view of one Tani Yochi. So the Makshim could have understood that this Mishnah court in the view of Chade, you may know there is a Yochi that Tzuram Yigiga or Tzuram Yigiga can be happy or even doubt you. So why do the Makshim ask? That's along the way of the Makshim. Now, so, I think that there is a very simple tenets. The honest tenets is, the famous tenets is, that this Mishnah called you the view of heaven. And it is not just the case where you didn't do the truth. You didn't do the truth. But you ask, is that after showing the evil? According to that, there is no timing of the after showing the evil. That is the truth. According to that, there is no time of the after showing the evil. Where do you find that Rebbe Yisrael can be a locher of Zedach Nishayim? That we don't find in the clearance, it seems that a locher of Zedach Nishayim Teibor, that the Roshe is Mufke of Kapore to Horbu, is considered by everyone. Rebbe is also maybe that there is a locher of Zedach Nishayim. This is the prosecution of Zerach Nishonim. So, what's the tenets of the Tehillah? You know the Rebbe. So the Kashi is against the Rebbe, all right. So how is Rebbe saying that Zerach Nishonim can be Mechapi, without two way. So that we shall be able. So the answer is this, that from this development of the years and the lower spirit of the years, that when Surah Shalach is Mechapeya, so it's not that Surah Shalach per se is Mechapeya. When Surah Shalach itself, Surah Shalach itself is not Mechapeya. Mechapeya is Mechapeya. Mechapeya is Mechapeya. So the rest, so who needs the Surah Mishaliach? So who did this man as well? So in Kippur is the Chaper. And so who do we need? In Kippur is all in the Chaper. They need this man as well. They need this man who is an English guy. But there are certain situations where in Kippur this man who is an English guy cannot be in Chaper. But there are other ways when the Kippur can be Mechaper here as long as in the day of Yom HaKippurim the Kippur of Shiloach Soya was Nisgal. So in other words, the Kippur of Mitzvah of Shiloach Soya is Ignal in the Kapora of Yom HaKippurim. Now this verse that you give on the days says at the end, and there is one Russian who says to the contrary, that this is at the end, in a given way says, he mentions in Yerushalmi, that in Kippur, this manazeh is only Mechapeya. The Sinkali. But not before the Sinkali. In other words, it's certain to that in number of others, and he unfortunately died before the sunset of Yom Kippur. So the Kippur cannot be Mechaper. The Tshuva is certain, the Tshuva is Mechaper. The Nis is Mechaper. But if he dies before Shkia, so the Kippur cannot be Mechaper. Because only the same Kalein of the Kippur is Mechaper. Masha'in Kim is Manshin is Hamidish Hayat. So in the Jew, let's say, committed in the course of the year, many others, and then, let's say, the Shiloach Soya to the place, let's say, at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, and he died at 3, but many of hours before Shkia, so then he has Kapon. So he has Kapon. So remember that, so that's not the minute, where the Kapon is supplied by the Yitzhu Shalom itself without the kingdom of Shiloach Soya, or the Kapora is supplied by the Yom HaKippurim coupled with the kingdom of the Shiloach Soya by the kingdom. But when the Tzrachim is in respect to a person who died before the Shkia of Yom HaKippurim, so then he cannot have the Kapora of Yom HaKippurim in his Manasseh. But as much as this Amir Shkayon, he died after Shiloach Soya, so then the Kippur is Mechaper. So then the Kippur is Mechaper. And then, and we see cases that we do not want to go over the whole thesis that we give on the garden, we were asking the other tzom of Rishki Sakhama, but thesis, no Russian says that there is a special finish in the Kapod of Suyam Shalayach, that if, let's say, a Jew, let's say, ate and keep her inside, he did other abuses and he killed himself. So, and he entrained, besides he did not keep us, so he entrained also other abuses. And then he did choose. And his manship is a little scallion, even if the abuses of being a Nikita, being not a Nikita, or being other abuses a Nikita, to place after the Shiloach Soya. So then the Shemeach Sofer is Mechapera. For the Avera is, he did not as yet commit at the time of the Shemeach Sofer. That's in Shemeach Sofer, took place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he did the Avera at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So then the Shemeach Sofer is Mechapera. So Tisva says the Kashi, how can Kol be Mechaper for Avera's that we're not done as yet, and that's another precious in Shavuos, that in Kol we can never be Mechaper for Avera's that we're not done at the time of the Avera's Kol. So he says, Shulam Shulayach is unique. Why should it say it? And Shulayach, the answer is, because the Kapola Surah Shalayach is not the Kapola by the Surah Shalayach itself. The ultimate Mechaper is in Akhtur. So you ask him, so who is the Surah Shalayach? So there are humanists where the Makhtur by itself, when the king of Shalayach Surah is not in time in the day, so then it's not Mechaper. And when the kingdom of Shemiyah Surah was realized and the Machipur, so then the Machipur is the Chab. For example, when you asked me that not only without children, so the Machipur cannot be the Chab. You don't pass by the Chab. But even with children, the Machipur cannot be the Chab in the Chab of Mira for all the years. The Machipur can only be the Chab for princesses, but not for princesses in his place, not for the Hashem. In other words, if somebody was either Avera's priest in his place, if somebody was either Avera's or Hashem, so then it's so true that together with the Kippur, I'm not the Chaper of Kippur anymore. So that's only his manazeh. But his manship is an English guy, and the Rambam says that he didn't eat children. So the Surah Shalayach is in the Chaper Kapor, you were all Averas. It's a race, it's a priest, it's a very Hashem. Every. So maybe it's an Akimimah. But when the Surah Shalayach is in the Chaper, together with Shubay, for all Averas, Kalis of Mura is, so it's not, the Avera is not, the Kapola is not affected by the Surah Mashtaruyah per se, but the Kapola is affected by the Makipur, but the Makipur can be Mechaper Yehuda. Even without the realization and the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Shemach Zoriya, so then can be Mechaper Yehuda, Sikha Yehuda, only for certain others, for as the races say, not for Christians in his university, not for the Hashem, only in the mitzvah of Shemach Surah, so you was fulfilled in the Yimakikurim, so then the Yimakikurim is Mechapir for all others. But the ultimate Mechapir is not the Surah Mishalach per se, the ultimate Mechapir is the Machpul, but the kingdom of Mitzvah Shemach Zoriah is a tnai, is a condition to see to the effectiveness and the chalos kapot, but the ultimate happening is the Machpul, not the Surah Mishalach per se. So now we can understand this, why these nations and one nation such as Tvaitu Chidish, that Surah Shalayach is an exception. The general principle is that all companies that the call only be a happy for an Avera that is performed after a voice call. That's it. You can see it. But Surah Shalayach can be a happy for Averas that are done every Shemach Zoriah. And Shemach Zoriah takes place at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the Averas are done at 3 o'clock, so you say, I'm sorry, I can't be happy. It's an exception. That is an exception. Because every other calling, so the calling per se is going to happen. How could the calling be happy for Averas that will not destroy them at the time of that birth. Mashiach is the Mashiach Mishariah. So it's not the Mishariah Mishariah. The Mishariah is not the Mishariah. They were both in the Mishariah in the Yom-Kippur. The Yom-Kippur can be Mishariah. We don't die the King of Shulah Soya. But we are not doing this. We die the King of Shulah Soya. Let's see this man. So it cannot be Mishariah Zikariah. It cannot be Mishariah. In the middle of the day, when the two lines before the sun set for Yom Kippur, so he has no kapor. In the Kiddush Yom Soya was fulfilled in the day, so every moment of it, not only the moment of the Sikhari, but every moment of Yom Kippur is capable of being happy. And another argument, if there is no king of Yom Soya, like the man said, so then Yom Kippur is only the Chaturah for SMJs, but not for Christmas and Christmas and Christmas and Christmas and require Chil Hashem. That to require a Yisur, Chil Hashem requires Mise to be the Chaturah for Yom Kippur. Mashiach Kim, if the Shulach Soria was fulfilled in the day of Yom Kippur, so then the Yom Kippur is the Chaturah all of the rest. But the ultimate, Mechaper is not the Soya Mishariah. Soya Mishariah cannot be Mechaper. It's the Yom Kippur. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shulach Soya is the Gmar in the effectiveness of the Kapor. Now it's a condition preceding to the effectiveness of the Kapor that the King Gogol as the Shulach of all this oil should fulfill the mitzvah of Shulah Soya. But if he does fulfill the mitzvah of Shulah Soya, then the ultimate Mechaper is then some relatives who says in Russian, even the Adelis that are performed, every Shulah Soya. So I want some of them. So now we can answer this Maram Shik kind of question. I ask, why do you action the essence? I was able to do it. That was the question that was involved between, that was an issue between the Makshin and Tarsha. The Makshin, when he was the Kashi Ayas of the Dalai, he took it for granted that Surah Mishaliach is in Chaturah by itself. That Surah Mishaliach by itself is in Chaturah. So it's a Kapore to call it. If it's a Kapore to call it, then we have to say, because there is just a cost of action that the washing is moved from Kapore to Kapore. But the Talsi said, as he has said, no, it's not as you assume that the Kapore of Suyam Shariah operates by the Suyam Shariah per se. No, there is no Kapore supplied by this Suyam Shariah per se. The whole thing that happens in that school, but yes, in that school it can be happening without recourse to the team of Shura. So it's under certain situations where the mitzvah of Shura Shura was not fulfilled in the day, so then with the Yom Kippur it cannot be happening. So, but only if the mitzvah of Shura Shura was realized, so then the Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So the ultimate Mechaper is the Yom Kippur, not the Kohen. So neither the Halacha of Zevach Mishon Teivo has no application. Because the Zosakosmo of Zevach Mishon Teivo has only application to kids where the Kohen perceives the Mechaper. So that's the Zosakosmo of Zevach Mishon Teivo. The Kohen of the Moshe cannot give Kapor until the Shkut. As long as he remains Roshe, Kohen cannot be Mechaper. That is a Zosakosmo. But Kachin Tipa Chamika Khatani, even though we still worship some neighbor, this is the Bishwa Khatira says, the Vishnu quality in Adore, so in the Vishnu's reference in the game is very individual, so yes, Zarakashan Deva Mara, it's not the way the Rishoyam Shalach can say in the Mechapira. The ultimate Mechapira is the way, so we may also connect compared to the way. But here there is our Mechapira, that the kingdom of Shalach Soya is the condition to see to the effectiveness of the component of the way. For the day, we can be happy or we follow the Russian. So how can I say the Hashim in the Rambam? Because what it has the Rambam has to do is that Suleiman Shariach was in happy for Kalis, as in Luis said, even without you there. So the Hashim is by everybody in the Rambam. That this is country is very sure. Because the modern shmurus is the kashi, hayas yachazomel, you lost it to the Zerah Hashem Deva, you lost it to the Holy Commander, Omar Abdeva, the Holy Commander is ready. But according to Rabbanon, we cannot say we lost it to that is Mechapea. So when the Rambam asks us like the Rabbanon, and still asks me, so I'm sure you have to Mechapea, the answer is, because the moment when the action is the kashir, higher sechadome, into the Yosef Chidus of Adishan Deva, so why do the action is, and why do the action understand what the Tarsi said? The answer is because the action assumed that the component of Suran Shariach operates through the Suran Shariach per se. So in the letter we have the plight of these two as a representative, but the Talisman said, no, it's not that you assume that the Kapore of the Suleiman Shariach operates through the Kapore of the Suleiman Shariach, to say, the Kapore of Suleiman Shariach operates through the Kapore by name, but the kingdom of Shariach Soyer is the time, is the condition, the symbol, to the effectiveness of the component by the human body. So remember, the Zerzakosu of Zerakashan Deva's modification. So now, of course, we ask in the life of the Rey that the component of Suleiman Shariach operates not through the Suleiman Shariach per se, but through the ultimate Mechaper of the human body. But the Shariach Soyer is only now in condition to see to the effectiveness of the Kapora that may some of the lay in Russia can have the Kapora here. Upon the boundaries of space. And according to Einstein, so time is the fourth dimension. So never one is not allowed to trespass upon the boundaries of time. And as far as Allah is concerned, I've been giving shiurim in Allah for so many years, almost every day in the room, for so many decades, so I know how to examine myself. In certain means, but as far as God is concerned, I don't trust myself. So in doubt, while in the doubt, I couldn't do something myself. And I definitely would trespass upon the boundaries of time. That I don't want. The Rebbe, the Rebbe Shammai Zayin, says, so
얼마나 다 보러?
보탈 다수 이놈 먹은 시 먹은 이흑이 이놈 시 이흑이 왜이래 아주 이속에 이두가 알레스 이슈 이놈이 이겨서 이두가 해사셔 이슈퍼팅 is descriptive of those mitzvahs and those assays that are depicted by common sense and by human ethical conduct, like I deserve it, like I wish, don't you get on your passion. As I guess I wish for it, cooking is descriptive of those commandments in the Torah that human logic does not interpret. As the scholar, you know that there is an expression in Latin, malum perseum, malum perhibitum. There are certain obligations that are bearing themselves, whether it is commanded or not commanded by law. He's bad, let's see it all. And if the heaven being in the way she said, I feel see it all, it would be a nice thing to commit murder. So that's malum perseum. So that's mishpat. And then, hoping that's malum perhibitum, could shout. The Torah is not for beautiful Shabbos. There is nothing wrong in doing Lechem Shabbos. Why should someone do Lechem Shabbos just as he's allowed to do Lechem in the other day? The revelation forbidden. So it is also, because it is forbidden. So that's hoping. As Kutin Sait Ishmael, Gopin Shemit Ravan Kat Bevalet. The new information man tends to criticize the Holy. The Israel Mishima, I'm quoting it according to the years of the Bach, because in our text, it's not mentioned in the Israel Mishima. The Israel Mishima, and the nations of the world, constantly challenge us in respect to the Hukim of the Torah. Anyway, Achillas Chazidu, Elisha Shabnes, Uchitza Sivonu, Itaras Mitzitle, Yisoyev HaMishtarelach, Yisoyev HaMishtarelach is confined in the category of book. Yisoyev Pina Masitle, and I'm so important, at all, they are not dictated by human reason, and they are, Ani Yad Hashem Chokakti, during the Chol Yishuv Ha'ar, whether the woman is tempted with his life, with his intellect or not, we are not allowed to be critical in respect to the Chukim. That the Bein Shalom forbade them, that the Bein Shalom commanded them, that's enough. This saying that our sages in effect tells us that the Yitzhak Ha'ar and the Israelites, the nations of the world, the Gentile nations of the world, criticize the Jewish people and the Jewish Torah for the underlying concept of the law of Zohar Yishai. The Israelites are critical of the law of Zohar Yishai. The law of Zohar Yishai has become the appellation in the languages of the nations of the world for the concept of vicarious atonement. Vicarious atonement means that the suffering by an innocent being is capable of effecting expiation and atonement for the sins and crimes of the guilty and the wicked. The person of being who is made to suffer in order to atone for the sins of the guilty is designated in the languages of the Israelite and the nations of the world, all languages, I'm not a linguist, but I give it for granted that the term scapegoat is a term that exists in every language except the Russian Hebrew, but today Nasıl akıllıyız ya? Zeynep Sırman Şeref'e in the sense of deep God. Because of the sound of the word of the human message. So yes. So the person who has been, he is made to suffer in order to atone for the sins of the good things designated in the languages of the nations of the world as his people. Why is he called? Referred to the goat that he sent away to the desert to be hurled down the precipitous cliff, thereby atoning for the sins and crimes of the Israelites. This means that according to the interpretation of the Israelite, vicarious atonement is the underlying concept of the law of Sholem Shalem. This interpretation, however, is not only erroneous, but it is diametrically opposed to the whole Weltanschauung of Yahus. I just pointed out in the halacha that there is a special halachic principle of Zebach Rishon Teira, namely the sacrifice of a wicked person is an abomination. In other words, the notion that an innocent being should be made to suffer in order to accompany the guilty and the wicked in the atonement is an abominable idea. It's an abomination, this notion. Obviously, vicarious atonement is not the underlying concept of the law of Sholem Shalom. But it should not surprise us that the Israel have taken such an inaccurate and critical and unsympathetic interpretation of the law of Sholem Shalom. There are a number of expressions in the languages and cultures of the Gentile nations that are grounded in the prejudices that motivated the minds and the hearts of many Gentile intellectuals. The expression scapegoat is a classic example of an appellation grounded in the background of prejudice against the Jewish people and the Jewish God. Another remarkable example is the expression pharisee. It's an English term, it's an English word, it's a good English word. According to Webster's dictionary, Pharisee is derived from pushing the Pharisees to the Pharisees. According to Webster's dictionary, Pharisee has several meanings. I looked it up in the big dictionary. But one meaning is so big that now in my condition I could hardly handle it. So I require a lot of perseverance in order to turn the pages in this special dictionary, but I exercise the perseverance and I looked it up. So one meaning is appertaining to a member of a Jewish sect in ancient Judea at the time of the Second Temple. I'm quoting the version of what you wish. Second meaning is appertaining to one who emphasizes the letter of the law above the spirit of the law. A third I wouldn't be able to mark it wrong.
It's in spite of the fact that I was tempted to Martin Holland, I still have to go over because he's going to kill us.
This is a Jewish word that is saying in the sense of manipulative, deceitful, hypocritical, false. A third example is the expression a good Samaritan, which is descriptive of a person who overflows with the milk of human kindness and enjoys generosity. In the Jewish tradition, the Samaritans are known as the prototypes of Sinas Yisrael, of malice and viciousness, whereas in the Christian tradition, in Christian theology, the Samaritans are considered as the symbols of angelic kindness and altruistic generosity. Obviously, this inaccurate interpretation of Zohar Mishnah should not surprise us. I think that this unsympathetic interpretation of the law of Zohar Mishnah as the expression for vicarious atonement is a manifestation of the anthropomorphic approach adopted by Christian theologians in conformity to the psychological phenomenon expressed by our sages in the remark of our pacing of the human paces. Vicarious atonement is repugnant to the Jewish culture, but is in conformity to Christian theology. Namely, it is the basis of the Christian faith. There is a certain divine duty that in a given way, prophetically and plainly, depicts vicarious atonement as the basis of the Christian faith and as the basis for the millennial hostility and prejudice towards the Jewish people. I'm referring to the modern Hebrew document Zion. I'm going to read it for the name and then I'll explain to you in English. Omar Bakhir Baroni, Omar Bakhishur Dekor, Sokhun Zokilachot Nahan Shiri Hoshalayim, Bibikozu Hoakun Zizabawo Yisrat Tavohim, Mosayim Vahas Esri Hibes, Yerushalayim Horar, Tishin Yalba Bibes, Alev Vahas, Ach Horar Domani Bimodat Domani Shoskariye, Mikayu Mashanema, Bidomu Bidomu Nodu, the word that's a prosecute in Isha. Ash Jechim Bidomu Yisrari, the Havukom Yotak, Bisoy, Omar Mayhai, Amrei Gamsbohim Ishtava, I sudomo vore idne, omar vore yam vite imute, vinyav maskiku sorayche di maskeke di parzole, amre yai hino, vivi habu vore, davu komuche vore yu vishmaye, kamir vore di katrimore, vo kam shim du kanaye dame, omar vore amen tai simore, aise samayre deo di samayre stavo, omar vore yu lila, Bachurim Yishur, Yishkot HaMulayim Nuna, Ais Tzilut Yishon Yishrabom, Kot HaMulayim Nuna, Omer Yishkari, Yishkari, Kedim Shemem Yivantim, Nihalok, Yadim Yichule, Ki Yomar Yichok Enoch, Yahu Shalte, Ki Yorichur Yidantim, Omer, Umayim Al Nefesh Achaskar, Hawi Gavdo, Yikot Yichokhan Yishmose, Al Achaskar Yichamo, Orak, Oizu, Shodash, now, what is the basic in life? Now, I'll translate it in English. Now, hear what he said in the name of the Yeshua the Prophet. An old man from the inhabitants of Jerusalem told me that in this valley, in Zaragoza, the captain of the guard killed 211 millions, that's 2,110,000 Jews. In Jerusalem, killed 94 nearly the 940,000 Jews. And let's know why the blood went until the blood went in German death of Schau, Schau Yamari, to fulfill the words of the prophet, blood touched blood. He noticed in his Adam Testament God, noticed the blood of Schau, bubbling up them and asked what it was. He said, it is the blood of the sacrifices which should be poured there. He had some blood, but it didn't match. He then said to them, if you tell me the truth, well, good, but if not, I'll tear the flesh and become the vine. He said, what can we say to you? There was a prophet among us who used to fool us for our impiety. And we rose up against him and killed him. And for many years, his blood has not rested. He said to them, I will appease his blood. He brought the great Sanhedrin and the small Sanhedrin, and he killed them over the blood of Schau, but the blood is not seized to bother. He then brought young Jewish men and young Jewish women and slaughtered them over the blood of Schau, but the blood did not cease bubbling. He brought school children and slaughtered them over the blood of Schau, but the blood still did not cease bubbling. So he said, Schau, Schau, I have slain the best of them. Do you want me to destroy all the Jews? When he said this to him, it stopped bubbling. Immediately he was about to tell to more. He said to himself, if such is the penalty for slaying one soul, what will happen to me who has slain such multitudes, millions of Jews? So he fled away and sent him to his house, disposing of his assets and returning comfort to Gera. I think that this story, in a secretive and hidden way, tries to describe prophetically and poetically the millennial encounter between the Jewish people and the Christian Church. The founders of the Christian faith fabricated the story that the Jewish people through the Sanhedrin had exiled Judas Yeshu. They are alleged prophet and Messiah. As it is pointed out by a rabbi of the Menachem Hamir in his introduction to his Pirush HaNevi'im, the allegation that the Sanhedrin had executed Yeshu is a historical impossibility, not only a historical untruth, but a historical impossibility. Sometimes a person says something that is not true, but it's possible. It happens not to be true. This is a historical impossibility, Harav Nachman Yoy says, for the simple reason that the Gemara says, Avon Shoma Kedil Chuban Bisham Yoshe, Go so some headwind, the Yosh of the Kluyos, the book would be in the forces in this world, so there was no capital punishment at that time. Yeshu was allegedly executed by Sanhedrin, there was no capital punishment. And there is a Yeshu that is mentioned in Sakas Hanedrin and in Sakas Hector, but that Yeshu was a Talmud of Yeshua the prophet, who lived about 150 years before the Yeshu, the founder of the alleged founder of the Christian faith. However, because of the vicarious atonement concept, the nations of the world in the course of the century and punished millions of Jews because of the alleged execution in actual dream and actually attributed to the Sahara. Millions of Jews were made to suffer in the course of the millennia in order to effect atonement for the alleged sin of executing the Christian Messiah. And because of the vicarious atonement motive serving as the foundation of the Christian faith, Christian theologians in an anthropomorphic manner attributed the vicarious atonement concept to the Jewish people, in line with the psychological phenomenon of co-opensing the human pacing. I think that in this story in Sacrificum, our sages are describing the millennial encounter between the Jewish people and the Church, which is allowed to be mentioned as a euphemism or code for the Church, and it's highly been mentioned as a euphemism or code for Yeshua. And the most by this Aaron is descriptive of the ultimate truth that will be done by the nations of the world and by members of the Christian Church. In the end, now the question arises, inasmuch as by careless atonement is obviously not the underlying concept of the law of Shalom Shalom, so what is the underlying concept or concepts of Shalom Shalom? I think that the mitzvah of Shalom Shalom, while it is a chalik, it symbolically teaches us several lessons. Lesson number one, according to our sages, the Tussum seemingly that they can go to offer as sacrifices and unapikuri correspond with the two goals that Yaakov Avinu, under the guidance of his mother Rivkah, prepared as matan for Yitzchak, as it is written in the Torah, in Bereshis Perek of Zion, Pasuk Tes, Lechno Atzeli, Yikach Li Mishon Shnei Gdoli Zubedi, Ve'ezer Yitzchak Matam Yivar Yifo Kashoi, go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory food for thy father, such as he loved. The meter says, Shnei Gdoli Yisim Zeyim, Teyim Lechor, Yitim Lechor, Teyim Lechor, Shaldeyem Atonitim Asabohis, Teyim Lechor, Shaldeyem Ischapelem, Yersin, Kivalim Azeh Lechapel Alecha. The two goats that Yaakov prepared as savory food for Yitzchak symbolize Olam Hazeh Olam Haboh, all the mundane bounties of life and the spiritual bounties in life. The Torah does not negate or despise the mundane experiences and joys of life. On the contrary, the Torah says, the after Hashem al-Kafar, the holy Kafar, which means according to Chazal, the holy Kafar, the Shnevitz Kafar, the Yitzhakimu, the Yitzhakara. One is not allowed to suppress and negate the instincts completely. And Jews is obligated to curb the instincts and to supplement and sanctify the mundane experiences of life, but not to negate mundane then experiences completely. In Nazir is considered the great thing is Zira, because he denied unto himself the legitimate joys of life. When Yitzchak conferred his blessing upon Yaakov, he said, "Begitem ho'el kin, mitala shalayim, umishman lo'oretz, beruzogon yisirish, will God keep me of the dew of heaven, and of the pet places of the earth, and he must pull in the king godly, head to the makhid to see him." One Sayyid was Yisrael Hashem, symbolizing the Yom HaBor, or the spiritual bounties of life. And the other Sayyid, symbol, the Sayyid HaZazel, symbolizing the motivating and material bounties of life. Briefly stated, the first lesson symbolically implied by the Chok of Sayyid HaZazel is that in order to think upon our salvation, we should not forget on us there. As Hasim said in Zimri, and in Shiva Bokhalim, Islamic in Shiva is simple just as such, in Ramhazi Zeychazah. So, we should not suppress the instinct of certainty. We should supplement and sanctify the mundane. Now the second lesson implied by the law of Shalom Shalayah is that one should not think that only the lifestyle dedicated to the religion, to the Torah, to spirituality, to tzedek and to chesed requires numerous and multifarious sacrifices, but a lifestyle that is dedicated to the mundane in life does not involve sacrifices. Many Jews decide to abandon the path of Torah, of the path of virtue and spirituality because of the numerous sacrifices that the spiritual lifestyle involves. They think that by addicting themselves to a mundane, hedonistic, and permissive lifestyle, they will be able to spare for themselves the hardships, the burdens, the troubles, the problems, and the sacrifices that the spiritual lifestyle necessarily entails. They say to themselves, "Shalom Yerim, to be spiritually, I will have peace of mind if I only walk according to the capriciousness of my heart." The Torah therefore tells the king whether to sacrifice to see him. The soul of Hashem suffers and his blood is spilled, but his blood, the blood of the soul of Hashem, is spilled in the Jewish HaKadosh and the Kapayas. The sacrifices of the soul of Hashem are not in vain. These sacrifices infuse meaning and comfort into the life of the Jew. The soul of Hashem also suffers, and suffers even more than the soul of Hashem. For the soul of Hashem is made to die through Shkite, which involves immediate pain, whereas the soul of Hashem dies a very painful death by being hurled down from the precipitous cliffs in the desert. And what a contrast between the manner in which the blood of the soul of Hashem is spilled and the manner in which the blood of the soul of Azazel is spilled. The blood of the soul of Hashem is spilled in the Kiddush HaKadosh, in the Holy of Holies, and the Kapelas, and the outcover of the Arim HaKadosh, whereas the blood of the soul of Azazel is spilled and the precipitous cliffs in the desert, which is the symbol of waste and infertility. Both lifestyles, the lifestyle of Dusha and Chesed, as well as the lifestyle of humanism and profanity and vulgarity and secularism, involve numerous and multifarious sacrifices.
sciences. However, the lifestyle of future is to really concentrate purpose into one's life, whereas the lifestyle of sexualism and profanity instills life for situational race. This is the second lesson of Solan Shire. The third lesson, symbolic of the life by the mitzvah of Solan Shire, is that when one person turns out to be virtuous, ethical, and simply, and another person turns out wicked, vulgar, sinful, and profane, it is not because the physical constitution in one person produced a virtuous and saintly personality, whereas the physical constitution in the other person produced a sinful and criminal personality. Modern people and even many modern scientists believe that virtue of vice, sinfulness of criminality, are determined by the, exclusively by the genes. The law of Solan Shire tells us that the antithesis of this proposition is the truth. The Mishnah in the earth, that some of them says, Shleis yirin makpul, mitzvoson shigye, shleim shokin, bimaren jumo. The two goats of the makpul both have the same appearance, the same height, and the same physical constitution. They look alike as if they had been members of an identical twin. Nevertheless, one goat's destiny was sealed so that it will be dedicated to God and it will be identified with future power, tzedek, and chesed, and rachamim and shalom, and curiously, the other goat's destiny is sealed so that it is dedicated to the Azazel, which, as the Ramban points out, is symbolic of the Sifra Achel. Only it becomes identified with that which is impure, sinful, and wicked. How did it happen? The genes are the same in both codes. Obviously, there is something other than the genes. The moral, the character, and the behavior of the person. What is it? It is the choice by the person. Freedom of will. But freedom of will, as Rabbi Menachem in Chaim's Halevot says, does not mean that a person is always free to choose between right and wrong, regardless of the path, group, and the orbit in which he finds himself. The Chaim's Halevot says, there is no such freedom. If a person associates with criminals, is not free to choose between right and wrong. Freedom of choice, according to the others, as Rabbi Menachem of Chaim's Halevot points out, means that when one is at crossroads in life, he is free to choose between the path of virtue and the path of vice. But once he chooses a certain path, his destiny is sealed. He is not free anymore. Sometimes parents decide to send their child to a camp just for the summer months. But in this camp, the child unfortunately meets certain drug addicts, and the destiny of the child is already sealed. Forever, this lesson is symbolized by the manner in which it is determined which goat will be Hashem and which goat will be Azazel, that your body puts two lots into the earth, and one lot is inscribed like Hashem, and the other lot is inscribed like Azazel. One goat is placed on the right of the Kibbutz, the other goat is placed on the left of the Kibbutz. The Kibbutz then puts both hands in the earth, takes one lot in each hand and places it upon the corresponding goat. This means that a single inattentive act touched by the Supreme God of putting his hands in the world without cost and inattentively seals the destiny of the gods. Symbolically, the Lord of Solomon Shalayah teaches us the lesson that while the Spirit of shows, the freedom is compelling to be ability to exercise. Caution in choosing at the crossroads of life, the path of virtue versus the path of vice. The Lord of Solomon Shalayah symbolically teaches the fourth lesson. The fourth lesson is expressive of the hypothesis that was formulated by the Maharani poet in the first three quatrains of the Sutta Yitzhak Yisrael. Curiously, the hypothesis of the Maharani poet coincides with the dialectic philosophy of Hegel. Now, no Jew, not even the most enlightened Jews, who are ready to say that every one of Hakim's oil adopted this commandment, or this complaint, that the Rambam adopted the concept of the golden mean from Aristotle, the teachers, the Rambam mentions the golden mean because that's the mother of our Hamalek, of but enlightened Jews are disposed to say that everything that the Rambam mentioned was stolen from this one and stolen from that one. But even these enlightened Jews do not say that the Maharani poet adopted it from Hegel for the simple reason that Hegel lived 200 years after Maharani. So perhaps Hegel adopted the Maharani poet, but let the enlightened Jews imagine. According to Hegel, there is a tribe law in nature of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. According to Hegel, reality has three aspects or stages. It is the unification of two contradictory elements, of two partial aspects of reality, which are not merely contrary, like black and white, but contradictory, like same and different. The first step is a preliminary affirmation and unification. The second, a negation and differentiation. The third, a final synthesis. For example, the plan is an initial unity of light, which when placed in its proper soul, suffers disintegration into its constituents. So the point of victory is the thesis. When the seed is placed in earth, so it's the antithesis. And so when it is placed in its proper soil, it suffers disintegration into its constituents, and yet, in virtue of its vital unity, keeps these divergent elements together and reappears in a new plan with all its members in unity. The Maharani poet applies the very same hypothesis to of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, as Maharani poet calls us, is the antithesis, and Chubaze is the solution, means the synthesis. then I will talk and apply this very same hypothesis to spiritual morality outcomes. He explains the destiny of the Jewish people and the basis of this triangle of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, and the basis of the principle of Torah, the covenant that Almighty God established with the others, is the thesis. God is Mitzrayim with very high thesis, and Mitzias Mitzrayim is the synthesis. The Maharal Pog says in the first three chapters of Mitzvah Yisrael that the Dushya on the part of the Tzadikim provokes to me by the head. How is it that in the Amito there was a substantial Tumi? Such Hatumi by the head, by Zimri, by Yosef Bahira, and in the Amito was on such a material they saw the divinity in the eyes. They heard the vision proclaimed on Israel Shabbat Kako and still the same soul. The answer is because of the overflow of Dushim, then provoked to me. Thesis and then by me. So the Maharal says that Dushe and the power of Sajjim provokes to the divine reason, and the synthesis consists in Jubet. In conformity to the Maharal Pog's hypothesis, the Torah requires the King Godu to offer two seals, once a year, the Seder of Hashem, which is symbolic of Dushe, of Tao, of Tzedek, and of Chesed. The other side of the soul as well, which is symbolic of food, of vicious, of malpractice. Both goals have to be sacrificed to symbolize the vicious provokes food. So vicious is the vicious, and food which takes place in the sinners as a reaction to the vicious of the tzaddikim is the antithesis. Both are important, and the synthesis consists in the three beginning that the King Godel decides and we must go. It behooves us to take notice of the fact that of the three beginning, only one beginning is recited by the King Godel over the Shulchan Shabbat, namely the beginning for the awareness of God. The other two beginning are recited by the King Godel over the car. The first Hebrew over the car is recited for the awareness of the King Godel and Tracy and his family. And the second Hebrew is recited over the car for the awareness of the Kahanim. The question arises as to why the Hebrew for the awareness of the King Godel and the Kahanim are recited over the car when the Seder Shaliach is in Chapel from the ideas of the King Godel and Kehani. Another part, the Medrash says, in connection with the Pasuk in Achilles, the Zeis Yodiyahu and Achilles, the power of the Mokol Chathos, the Ayurimah. The power of the Mokol, said the Medrash, Zeabon, the power that the King Godel had to sacrifice at the Matibuli is symbolic of Avraham. Shalom HaAvraham, Book of Hot Avraham. This means the power is symbolic of the leader of Chesed, personified by Avraham. The leader of Chesed, Avraham needed out to everyone, even toward the Shoyim, even toward Anshidim. Avraham ran to water with power to serve to his unknown visitors, who he thought were pagans, worshipping the dust of their feet. And I once heard from my father that he heard the pious saying one time that the fact that Avraham, the Torah tells us,
according to our Hazal, that our one view was so hospitable to the visitors who turned out to be Indians, but our one view did not at first that they were Indians. He thought that they were pagans who worshipped the dust of the feet, and that's the reason as to why he told them to wash the feet. So that teaches us that the need of chesed has to be extended everywhere. To the biggest rush, even to a pagan who worships the dust of his feet upon the feet, extended chesed to everybody. Subjectively, he would be thought that these visitors, when I tell you it, were pagan. The reason as to why the king will decide the decree for the vigorous of the king will be handed to the car, even though the car is not in Chabad of the vigorous, the Surah Shariah in Chabad of the vigorous, is because the car symbolizes Chesed. The Surah Hashem is the righteous, and the Surah Azotu is the anti-righteous. And the synthesis consists in the Kingdom and the Kiyani, the spiritual leaders of Israel, dedicating themselves to more and more chesed. The Talmud in the Old says, Ancient, Leila Arab, Shenehagu, the Kivas, the Omni, the Man, the Abu, and the Ancient King, Shigisha, the Shabu, The 100,000 Jews who perished in the civil war between Shevet Binyamin and the other Shvatim, we give us Binyamin. Why did they perish? How can we understand that? The Israelites who stood at the foot of Sinai, who attained such vision, were able to see it so well, as to have a civil war in which 100,000 Jews perished. How can we explain? That's the crucial thing that we come to know. The answer given by Tony Lowe is that the elders, the sages who were willing to answer after the passing of Yeshua the Moon, it was their burden and their obligation to build rope around the loins and make their rounds in the Jewish towns in Eretz Yisrael and spend what they lavish, what they chevron, what they mezer, what they yashara, and what they shchem, and teach Torah and morality to Jewish youth and Jewish masses. And they did not do it. And he can say, I want peace of mind. This is the reason as to why 100,000 Jews perished. In the time of the Shaykhim, there was an overflow of vision of how God's story of the Lord is fallen. Because when the spiritual leader of all is fallen, still there was considerable tomb in Lord is fallen. Many Jews were dedicated to God, disorder, dislocation, mythos. Outrageous crimes were perpetrated in the community. How can that be explained? It can be explained by the basis of the Maharani Pope's hypothesis of Zebari Putin, namely of issues of anti-Jesus. The pushing out of the stable of Pinchas and his king provoked to him by his king were guilty of one mission or one business as spiritual leaders of one Israel. They were obligated to resolve the problems created through the thesis and then by thesis process by realizing the synthesis through more and more chesed, if more than more was there, we fail to do so. This is the reason as to why 100,000 of Jews perished in Vietnam. There is one more basic lesson in why it can be taught by the Lord Surah Sharia. The Jewish spirit says that the Surah Sharia is in Hafiz, and all others, powerless rulers, except one category of rulers, namely the awareness of Kuma's leadership with the Bashar, awareness that entailed the calculation and the declaration of the sanctuary of the temple. The awareness of Thomas Peter's reputation are not determined by the Sphere of Sharia. The Sphere of Hashem is the happier of the awareness of Thomas Peter's reputation. It behooves us to understand as to why this category of awareness is unique and is not capable of being determined by the Sphere of Sharia. Why is it that the Sphere of Sharia accepts a problem for all awareness but not for the awareness complies with the category of Thomas Peter's reputation. Manishtano awareness, Thomas Peter's reputation, with our awareness of the table. Then there is another curious, however, in respect to the doom that the King of the Sides and the Matipurim. There is a general principle that whenever a person brings a calling for an avail, he has to be inspired for that avail or the calling. If one brings a chavos for the eating chavos, he has to be inspired for the avail of chavos. If one brings a neighbor and neighbors to have a lesser, he has to be inspired for the lesser. It is paralogically that when the kingdom is marked with the soul of Hashem, he should be inspired for the awareness of Thomas Peter's reputation. However, the parashah Achareis does not mention such a deed. The Divine Yume does not mention such a deed. The Tereskian does not mention such a deed. The Reed, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rambam don't mention it. There is one Mefarash HaTorah who does mention it. This is the Avonel. But it seems that the Avonel is the year of the Shitas Yochim. The Chizkun says explicitly that there is no such meaning. He raises the question as to why there is no meaning for the awareness of Thomas Peter's reputation at the time of that quarter of the Sefer Hashem. And he answers that if the kingdom would be started, then there would be a deny in his ways for the kingdom for all the young. The question is, why is it denied? Why isn't it denied when a person is not to the house? That's all for Hashem. And he is inspired. So why should there be denied his ways for the kingdom? And the kingdom, when the kingdom would be inspired for the awareness of Thomas leadership of Hashem. I think that all this can be explained on the basis of the Maharal reports and prophecies of Dorot being filled with Fuhel, of Jesus and men by Jesus. The Surah of Sharia is Mechapur on our Avera generally, because Avera generally takes place under the law of Dorot being Fuhel, of Jesus and men by Jesus, because Dushe provokes Dumen. Avera generally are natural. It is natural now for a person who sees the numerous vegetative sacrifices that the lifestyle of Dushi involves to rebel against this lifestyle and to say, Shalayim to be screwed. However, it is not natural to commit the awareness of Dushi production. These awareness do not take place as a reaction to the Kedusha of the Sabbatim. The awareness of the Masnitas of the Bosho are dedicating and contaminating the sanctuary of the sanctities take place usually as a result of a certain laxity.
in difference, in chaos, in the forms of the journey, of the spiritual leaders meeting us. This is the reason as to why the soul of Sharia is not too happy for the ideas that he must be in the Dhamma. Because soul of Sharia is only happy for ideas that he brings under the law of Jesus and all times. Because of the law, the two shapes of both stories, but ideas that he must be needless to confession, do not place on the word of verily put. That the screen says that the kingdom is not inspired for the ideas of must be needless to confession, because if you are inspired, it will be denied in disgrace for the kingdom and no journey for the spiritual leaders media. If you want, why would it be disgrace? Because what's the usual formula of dealing? The king God says, Khotosi, Omer Hashem, Khotosi, Odisi, Koshati, Kapano, Lahatoni, Ravenus, Rachoni, Khotosi, and New Racy. And when he decides to deal the second time of the fire, he says again, Omer Hashem, Khotosi of BC, Koshaiti, and we will see the Amho, Ukmei Amho Abenshi. All Hashem, Kapon or Hatun, Rabbi Israel, Shem, Shakotosi, Shabisi, Shakoshaiti, and we will see the Amho, Akeanu, Amho Akonish, Amho Akeanu. But if the King God will have been inspired for the ideas of Thomas Mitchell's book of the show, the ideas, the imperial, the contamination of the sanctuary and its entities, then he couldn't be inspired in that manner, Khotosi or Visit Shani. Then we have to say, Oshamun Kalam, Gemshun Kodaya, and this is a passage in Yomia. Two moments. Thank you.